Okay. So what we've learnt over the last few weeks is that if an onus prevents you doing work, then the worker shouldn't get paid. Unless he's been already paid, then the owner doesn't get the money back. If work has already been performed, but the benefit of the work wasn't necessary because of an onus, the worker still gets paid even if he hasn't yet been paid. Now, we're going to look at a case which we started discussing last week, which is like this. Me being members of a building, hired an engineer to go and to obtain more meterage in the building, so it allows them to build. So the whole building hired this engineer to do the process, and the fee, let's say, was $20,000. There was already a prepayment of some money to the engineer to do such a job, and he started doing the job. Partway through the job, there was announcements that the government and the local authority had decided to give extra meterage to all the buildings in that area, and therefore now we've seen that there was no need to hire the engineer to get the meterage, because the meterage were given already by the local government. And the governments came together and gave the meterage to the building even without the work of the worker. It wasn't necessary.
Is there a fee?
There was a contract, there was money, and there was starting of the work. But at the end of the day, the worker didn't do the work. He did some of the work, but he didn't do the work. The work was done by the government. So the question now we are discussing is that how can we look at this scenario?
He didn't do work? What do you mean?
He started doing work, but it wasn't necessary to him to finish off or to obtain the meterage, because the meterage was given by the government. So how do we look at this scenario? We know that if an onus prevents a worker from doing the job, then the worker loses out unless he's been prepaid. We know that if he's done the whole job, but you don't get benefit from the job, then you still have to pay him because he's done the whole job, even though you don't get benefits. Like we had the scenario with the taxi in the airport. How do we look over here? We've got a scenario over here where an onus meant that the worker wanted to do the job, but the owner said the job was done by somebody else. What do we say is the result of such an onus? Does the worker get paid for the whole job, or does he have to return any money which he's already received? Because at the end of the day, he didn't work.
Why should it matter? Didn't he say if he starts working, that's like a Kenyan already?
Starts working, he's a Kenyan, he's even got a contract, he's got money, contract, started working, and beginning stages already wasn't necessary to finish off or to do the work.
But it's like the rod that started packing off to go to the new city, no?
Yes, but here we're saying is that the person got the benefit of the job, but as an onus meant that the worker didn't manage to do the job. The onus is it prevented the worker doing the job.
No, I'm thinking, what's the difference if it's an onus now?
Because we learned, if there's an onus happens, let's say, onus prevents the worker doing job altogether.
That's when he didn't start yet.
If onus happens, prevents him to do the job, he doesn't get paid.
But here he did it, here the job was done.
And onus happens after the job is done, that prevents you getting the benefit of the job, then you do get paid. Here we've got an onus saying, you got the benefit of the job, you started the job, what's the onus? The onus prevented the worker from doing the job, somebody else did the job. So what's the case, what's the result of such an onus? Is it like an onus preventing the worker doing the job and he doesn't get paid? Or is it like an onus that he's after he's already done all the job, and the onus getting the benefit of the job where he does get paid?
How
do you look at this scenario?
I say number two. The job is done.
You say the job is done, so he gets paid according to.
He could still do the job, he just won't do anything.
He gets paid
according to. File all the applications and everything.
The job was done before, and he didn't know it.
That we had. We had that case. The government had already signed something into law that no one knew about. There we said.
No, that was a different scenario. That was whether it's a matter of toss. It was discussing whether the whole thing was legit.
Right. So there was
wasn't employer relationship we're discussing. Now, let's see.
But what is he getting hired to do? To apply or to actually get the permit?
Get the job done.
I'm hiring you as Mr. Engineer.
Yeah.
I need meterage in this building.
Right.
How much is it going to cost me for you to get all the paperwork to get me these meters?
$20,000.
Sign contract, give some of the money, start working. Meterage should have achieved, but not for me.
That's the question. Are you paying for work or result? In other words,
let's
say you prepare the paperwork.
I'm not paying for your time. I'm not paying for your time.
So in the end, the city refused to grant it, I wouldn't be a title payer.
Yeah. You'll get certain, depending on the conditions of the contract.
What happens in such
a scenario?
An engineer deserves a response.
If you do not manage to be successful in getting the meterage, you still get paid? Yes?
Oh, so then you're getting paid for the work. So you can still do the work, and there's no onus
sure
there.
The work, no, it's not 100% guaranteed outcome, generally.
Yes.
You should get paid for his time.
Depends who you know.
So here, he stopped after 1 or 2 weeks. He didn't even do all the paperwork.
But he could.
So the onus prevented.
He still could.
So it's an onus preventing to work. If the onus prevented to work.
Not preventing him from doing work. He could still do the work.
If he's getting paid for not results, just for the work.
Right.
He didn't do the work.
But he can.
That's an onus.
No, he's not an onus.
I can, but it's an onus.
No, you
can. It rains.
You can still do it. Go ahead, put together the paperwork. Why?
It's not a penny to do the work.
You can. No onus.
You can make a wedding for a guy after he gets married.
So we have.
You know.
So we have two ways to look at it. We've got. We've heard that you do get paid. We heard, according to your logic, even if you don't mask into your own logic, but according to your own logic, it comes, that's an onus and rents into the job. If it's an onus and rents into the job, then it doesn't get paid. So there's two ways to look at it. Now, let me say a second scenario. A second scenario.
The government case?
Second scenario. And let's see if everyone keeps with their logic. Or is it really just the case that gets you to say what you're saying?
This is the Gabe case?
Yes. The second case. What's the second case? Exactly. Similar scenario.
Because he didn't start doing work.
There. What's this case? Every year, Hashanah Rabbah comes in the shul, and the shul is a mess. It takes hours to clean up in time for Simchas Torah. So, the Gabe wasn't looking forward to this, and he complains. And Levi came over to him, said to the Gabbai, said, look, if you want, give me $100 and I'll clean up the Beis HaMikdash in time for Simchas Torah. My responsibility.
I'll clean up or make sure it's clean.
I don't mean be cleaned by Simchas Torah. Fine. $100. Said, $100 is worth my while. Here's $100. After Hashanah Rabbah Shacharis, the other Gabbai, not Reuven, who made the deal with Levi, but Shimon, who doesn't even know that the deal was being made between Reuven and Levi, gets up after davening and says it's a bizon for the Beis HaMikdash to look like this. After we've had gone through all the Yom Ha'Orim, everyone should do Kiddush Hashem and pick up 10 sforim to put it back and clean up the Beis HaMikdash. And everyone, after hearing such a wonderful drosha, decided to pick up 10 sforim, put it back, and now the Beis HaMikdash is spotless clean. There, Reuven now comes to Levi and said, look, I hired you to clean up the Beis HaMikdash. You did not clean up the Beis HaMikdash, somebody else cleaned up the Beis HaMikdash. Give it back. Levi tied his back. What do you mean? You wanted the Beis HaMikdash clean? The Beis HaMikdash is clean. Therefore, I still want to keep the money.
Here he didn't do any work.
Major difference.
Is it different? Is it the same? Or is it the same, but still you want to say different?
I still
I'm not sure it's different stock, but he didn't do any work. But that's one of those. What's the
He didn't do any work. The second chalak is, in the first case, the engineer could still do whatever he was going to do. Here the guy can't do anything.
He can't do anything he's going to do.
It's useless, but he can do it. Here the guy can't do it anymore.
Right, you can take all the storm out.
I agree with the first vote.
No, the engineer should get paid all through his life, and the second guy shouldn't get anything.
Fine, do you understand why?
It's not fair.
So, let us look at the sugya like this. Number one. Ahu kafra to omele larisa. This person who said to his oris, what's an oris? Oris is somebody I hire and I say, you're going to work my field for this year, we're going to be partners here, you're going to work and you're going to get a percentage of what you work. It's like partnership. So what do you say to his oris? Kula ama donitz latsudarasa v'okhi revir. Normal deal is you water, you the worker waters 3 times a year and you get 1/4 of the profits. At Dolly Abba, I want you to water it 4 times a year for Okotas, and then you got 1/3 of the profits. High wage. So they agreed. The Sof, what happened? The Sof also Mitra came along the rain and watered the field the 4th time. He did 3 times watering, but the 4th time, which he's getting paid extra for, he didn't need to because the rain did it for him. Says the Gemara, the halacha is he still gets paid 1/3 of the profits. Even although he didn't do what? The work himself, but someone else did the work. I.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by sending the rain, did the work. Nevertheless, he still gets paid the job which he agreed on. So we see over here that even although you didn't actually physically do the job, but the event, at the end of the day, you got the benefits of the job which you were asked to do, you still get paid. Is it comparable to any of the cases we're discussing?
No.
And you have to explain why.
Because if he didn't do it the 3rd time, this wouldn't have been the 4th time.
What? What did you say, Marcus?
If he didn't water the field the 3rd time, this would not have been the 4th time. So he arranged there to be 4 times.
But the engineer started the job.
They have a different relationship.
Engineer started the job. By saying a different story. He's saying that he's done 3 times.
Rain is something you can expect.
No.
Sure.
You can expect a gobbler to make it as far now.
Another song.
Rain is something which means when the guy made the deal, he doesn't mind if it rains. He would love for it to rain.
The government can approve more meterage. That's also possible.
No. The rain is something expected.
Okay.
You don't know when
it's going to rain. They also have a different relationship.
So we've got two very good stories.
Hey, cleaning lady, come to my house. There's no way it's getting cleaned on its own, right?
Yes.
It's not going to say it's done, but rain.
Yeah.
No, what about the
I can hear that swell very well. You hear me, he's doing good tonight.
What? What?
Their relationship is different, no? The fact that he's an RS as opposed to a Paul?
Ah. You hear this little comment over here? We got 3 good swallows, all for an ounce. We got 1 swallow. That's the 4th time is good. By the rain, because he already did 3, so he's like a part of the 4th time. We've got a swallow of Yumi that, what? You can expect rain's going to happen, so that's, he's taking on that zikui, as you can see. We've got a swallow over here. Here, oh, we've got a different relationship. This is an oris. What is an oris? It's a partner. Who says partnership is the same as relationship between an employer and employee?
It's not a partnership. He can't have a loss. Norris is not a partner.
Their outcomes are percentage. They're tied by percentage.
So
he doesn't have a set percentage. Tied by percentage.
Everyone say wonderful stories, and we're going to see the Reibit, and the Reibit's going to ignore all of you. So the Reibit number 2. Say
he ignores the Rambam too, so I don't feel so bad.
Nearly. Sha'af b'chol kablum kachu. Firstly, it's not just by partners. It's also by workers, this thing. She'im kiru kama litzor v'kotza chatsi. That if your job was to cut down a certain amount and you cut down the half, uvor goyim, and it comes unexpected circumstances, that's yumi out. Goyim come, v'kotza chatsi, and cut down the half. So we chucked out partnership, we chucked out unexpected. And the modem, even ants finishing off the job. Because notzilim kablo so mishalem, that you have to still pay the whole job, even although you didn't do the job and it was finished off by unexpected event, and you didn't cause that unexpected event, still you have to pay for the whole job, says the Rambam.
This is still not the sperm case.
So we have a Rambam that says you were asked to do a job and somebody else did it for you, you still get paid for that job. Yes. If, which means, what's the logic behind
this? He's talking about a
cobbler.
What?
He's talking about a cobbler. Cobbler means I'm hired for results.
Yes, results.
So the results
all
are there.
These cases are hired for results.
No.
The Gabbai wants the base marriage cleaned.
They want that meterage.
The meterage. These are results. They don't care how many hours it takes you to do it.
Yeah. So we see that you're hired for a job and somebody else does it, you still get paid.
Does the engineer get paid if there's no results?
Let's see. Yes, he does. We've had it does. Dan said.
Even if there's no
results. But he will get paid if there's results. And it happened to be a lace that he walked in and he gave one paper and he did the whole job with one paper. It doesn't matter how much effort he does, he still gets paid. And he gets paid even if he does everything and they'll still get results.
Well, wait, by the Gabbai, he didn't do chetzer.
No.
Here it says he did chetzer.
Why should that make a difference?
Because it's a Kenyan.
He's got money here. Ain nachal Kenyan got gold mezev. He said last week, how do you make a Kenyan? You can make a Kenyan by starting the work by contract or with money. He's got money. So we see from here that a worker gets paid, even though he's and the day he didn't do the work himself, but gets the work done, he still gets paid. Now, what's the logic behind this? Because the logic is that when the job gets done, then basically we say that a benefit has happened, but who's the benefit happening to?
The worker.
So we're saying, when the Rambam is saying, is that benefit, who's getting this benefit? The worker. The worker is benefiting from this event, onus that happens, that says now suddenly the job is quickly done, it benefits totally the worker, and now the butler boss has to pay for that job. That's the right. Now, the Ramban says like this, number 3. Hach svora d'yeshorim, that logic of the Ravid, t'yusri, it's a mistake. If he doesn't do the job, he only gets paid what he personally does himself. If he doesn't do the whole job, he doesn't get paid, says the Ramban. He argues on the rifles. What's his proof? Kedominon, in the Gemara, in the Goat of Basra, Baba Kama, where it says over there, like this. And you tell me whether this is a good proof. We mentioned this 2 weeks ago. You hired a worker to bring certain medicine for an ill person. And then you found out that the ill person got better without the medicine. He didn't need the medicine in the end. He got the medicine and he didn't need the medicine. No, to no, you have to pay. So why do you have to pay? Because he did the job. I don't need it, but he did the job and you have to pay. Says the Ramban, we can see from here. Alma, if he doesn't do the job, even if he gets better, welcome from other sources, ain't no tiskar, then you don't pay. Says the Ramban, we see from that case, The only reason why you pay him, because he did the job, even though you don't need it. But we can deduce from there that if you don't do the job, even if you get the results that he's better, you don't get paid.
The medicine case, they weren't hired to make him better. They were hired to bring the medicine. There's no guarantee the medicine will make him better. There's no guarantee it won't make him better. The job was, bring me medicine. He did that job. Here, the job is not how many sperm you whip yourself, not how many times you submit papers to the office. It's get me the meterage or get the sperm on the bookshelf.
So,
the two different cases.
No. Yes.
The engineer gets paid. The guy who smoked them gets paid.
Okay.
And if you guys can't figure that out, that's
your problem. So, the Rambam is saying you do not get paid if you didn't do the job yourself. And the proof is, of course, bring medicine, you get paid because you brought the medicine. But if you don't bring the medicine, you'll get paid. But we heard a very important limit that says, no, this is not comparable. Why? The Chacham Tzvi says that what he said. It's not comparable. That job is, your job was only to bring the medicine. Why do you need medicine? Oh, medicine, well, because maybe I'm ill, maybe I need it for storage next year. That doesn't matter to me. At the end of the day, I want you to bring the medicine. So if you bring the medicine, get paid. If you don't bring the medicine, don't get paid. Here, I'm telling you, I need a result. What results I need? I need the base of Medrash clean. Oh, I need meterage in the building. At the end of the day, you got meterage. You got the result which I asked you to do. Yes. You got the result. Oh, clean base of medicine. Yes. So therefore, if you got the result which I asked you to do and it was done, then you have to pay, says the Rivals. It's not comparable. But at the end of the day, we got a machlokus between the Rivals and Ramban. What's the halacha? When you ask the worker to do the job is done but not by the worker, do you still pay? What machlokus? So what's halacha? Number four. The Shulchan Aruch says like this. Avu im sholach shliachim ageres. You sent a messenger with a note to a specific person. And immediately on leaving the house, the Shliach found the person who was supposed to give it to. He was supposed to travel to London to give the message. He came, happened to walk out of base to Villa Base Knesset, and he meets the guy on holiday outside and he gives them the note. Does he get paid? And the Shliach Klum, he doesn't get paid anything.
Wow.
I asked you to do the job. The job was done. Yeah, but not by you. Who did the job? The guy himself, by coming from London.
He did something. He went a few feet.
You don't get paid anything. So we see the Ramban, and the Shulchan Aruch goes with the Ramban. They have asked you to do the job. And the job gets done, but not by you. You don't get paid. Whatever you did, you get paid. And whatever you didn't do, you don't get paid. Means how much of the job you did you get paid.
So he walks in, does he get paid for his 10 feet?
10 feet? Whatever
10
feet
is. He meets him at the airport, at Lowe's airport, on his way out.
So whatever.
He gets paid for the taxi ride?
Yes.
Time.
Time.
We thought he was going to pay the cost.
Who? Yes. 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 Only get paid for the cost of his tzar getting to the lady in town. Yeah. Then we have a different shiloh which we'll be discussing in a few weeks time.
In this case.
So we see the Shulchan Aruch fasted by the bun. You don't get paid.
No.
Yeah, but here there's no time. He walked out and bump. He bumped into him.
So why did he get paid for his
time? 2 seconds. What's 2 seconds?
Let's say for an hour.
It's an hour. He gets paid.
Where is he getting paid for the trip? He's getting paid to deliver.
No, you're right. You're right.
I believe you.
Where does he say he's getting paid for the trip? He's just getting paid to deliver, and he delivers.
He's getting paid. Suppose you're going to London, and I need you to go to London. I'm willing to pay you £300 all over and above, $300 over and above your expenses.
But I'm giving you the result that you paid for.
Yes, and still Dunbar says you don't get paid for that result unless you do it yourself.
I did it myself.
No, you didn't.
Maybe today we could use FedEx.
He did it by coming to Eretz Yisrael and coming to Shul after Mom to Beit Tfilah.
We could use FedEx or UPS. Right, and let's say FedEx has direct flights to where I want to send the mail. UPS has to stop 2 times. Doesn't matter. One of them happens to have a better system in place.
They display their prices.
I agree to the price. I pay the price. At that point, I don't care how many flights
but
I take.
But somebody else did it.
What about subcontracting? What about any subcontracting?
Subcontracting is the person who did the deal is appointing a shliach to represent him and doing the job. That's fine.
Is that what you're doing?
No, I didn't appoint him a shliach. I didn't subcontract. I didn't say I'm the worker. You're my shliach to do the work. You're my subcontractor. You're working on behalf of me, and therefore, when you work, it's like me working. I didn't do that.
I mean, if Shimon clocked the next morning and asked everyone, guys, to be Zion, everyone take time.
Ah, well, yeah.
Then that'll be okay.
Yeah. So is that the bottom line? The Shulchan Aruch says you get paid. The Sma argues, number 5. Sorry, it's in very small writing. I'll read it if no one can read it. Oh, it's like towards the end of the line of the first line. Oh, it's given the Kabbalim of the Taklis Shikol Sov. The editor said you got the results. The Mavukish that you were asked to do. You got the letter to him. Why should he get paid the whole job? So we see from the smart that he went with the right foot. That at the end of the day, the job was done. It wasn't done by you. Doesn't matter. You get paid because of the results. So we have
No. With the right, exactly. He did it. I agree with Yirmi here.
No, Hakam is the result. He's the result.
No,
he didn't say Hakam. He did the job. Hakam also tachliso. He did the result. He got the result.
The purpose. He did the purpose of the job.
He got the result of the thing. Harikia, lomel yishavski also.
I don't think it's comparable to Rivas.
Okay. But
I'll send a business.
Then I'll be in trouble.
And I'll be in the middle.
Not for long.
I agree there's room to learn like you're saying. But unfortunately we have to bend our heads to the older and more senior people around, and the Achronim, we're going back many hundred years, learn differently. They say that the Sma is going with the Raivet, and therefore we now have a Machlokas, the dinner, who do we pass it like the Ramban or the Raivet? Do you get paid even though you didn't do the job yourself or not? And because of that, we've got Halach and Choshen Mishpat, which says, Kimni, whoever's holding the money can keep the money. So therefore, in our both of our scenarios, the halacha is in cleaning up the swarim, he keeps the money. So we're going to get paid, the whole lot.
Wow.
And in the job of the engineer, he only can keep the money which he got, which is the basic money in the front, but he's got no right to claim any more money for the whole job at the end of the day.
Having done some work is irrelevant.
Is when you got paid for that.
What if it worked out that he'd been working on it for months, and he took 3% up front, and he worked on it for months, and then it goes through. But he was.
Then you get more. Then
you'll get more. For sure, you get what the effort and the hutzahs that you expended. That's for sure.
Then you split the balance.
We're discussing what happens if you didn't spend much, but you already got payments more than what you did. Can you keep it? Yes, you can keep it, but you're not entitled to take any more because it's a maklus.
So why isn't it like the case of the Rav that started packing to go to the new city?
Because there's no job done in the end. Here, the benefit of the job wasn't... He didn't say, I'm backing out of the whole deal. There, in the case of the Rav, he said, I'm backing out of the deal. I don't want a Rav anymore. Here, we're talking about he got the benefit, just not for him.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, let me ask you now a case and see if, now you've learnt everything, one word answers. I'm not going to bring any more Makaris. One word answers, what would be the halakha in this case? I hired a translator to translate a book. Payment is according to the amount of words he translates. Right. So in the middle of the job, the translator finds out that he's already got half the book translated on his computer already. From the previous job, which he did. Does he get paid for the whole job, or must he declare, you know what, I only translated half the book, because the other half was already there. I therefore only entitled to half the wages. Or do I say over here that I'm entitled to all the wages? His work.
Why shouldn't he get paid for everything?
All of it.
Yes.
All of it.
It's going to be none of it. Just wait.
All of it. Neutral.
You can have a contract with extra supplies on hand, and if we charge the same rates, you know, he has the supplies.
I'm charging you for the amount of words which I translate. I translated the nicer half the book after we made the deal. Why only half? Because the other half was already pre-translated by me a year ago.
He translated. That's just the payment term. He wants the whole book translated.
This is a setup.
He doesn't care when he did it.
This is a setup. Just wait.
No, this did not come to basis.
You could have been you could have translated the whole book. What's the difference?
Okay, so you're all right. Now the question, I want a bit of input. Why you're right?
Because it was paid for him to do it, and he did it.
He did the whole job.
That's obvious. Okay, next question. Much tougher. This came to basically. I hire an organist to come to one of my Sheva brothers and make a very laborific atmosphere playing the keyboards. Halfway through the night, he turns off his keyboard. Why? Because he says, I got the Olam so lunatic, there's no point in playing the keyboard anymore because no one's hit me. Do I still get paid for the whole job or not the whole job?
What were the terms again of the employment?
This came to base.
What were the terms of the employment?
I want you to come and play for me to make a lunatic atmosphere. So he claims the basin. I made the labor thing, I didn't say it, it wasn't necessary for me to continue. Forget, if I continued, no one would hear me. Maybe I was interfering with all the labor things.
Did he stay around in case the labor thing dropped down?
Yes, he stayed around. He just turned off, sat down, and had a nice drink.
And had it got quieter, he would have played more.
Yes. But he didn't. So, does he get paid or not? See, this is not so obvious. Everyone's a bit quiet over here.
It's a bit weird.
So he said he paid
him.
He
claimed
he
did.
There was no time limit.
The result.
Was the boss over there?
I hired you to make a labor day. I said it was labor day.
Was the boss over there?
Yes.
So he obviously thought it was labor day. We would have gone over to him.
He didn't notice. That's
he didn't notice. It means it wasn't necessary.
That's a riot. Wow.
The chora, he is entitled to the money.
But what do you say that minhag makom and what's normally expected when you hire a band is that they're going to continue to play throughout?
Play for 4 hours.
That's a descriptive. It's not a deny in the contract to make Labor Day.
Maybe if he was lousy, he wouldn't get anything.
Let's say hi to the guy who's 50 speeches.
What if it's not Labor Day? What if it's a boring party? If it's a boring party, they still get paid?
Yeah.
It's not Labor Day.
Yeah,
that's it. The guy didn't create the
result. So, everyone is a bit, well, to go this way or that way. So, you know what? The base center went this way and that way.
Oh,
yeah.
Therefore, it came to a funny situation. And that hardly ever happens. Everyone thinks this happens in base center. Base center, there are never Peshawar. Never. Very rare Peshawar. Everyone, one of the kindest people who are going to Beis Din, I thought it's going to be Peshawar. Never Peshawar. Not any Beis Din I've been connected to are there any Peshawar by the Beis Din. This case, there was a Peshawar. Why? Because we don't know. Could hear this way. So, it was encouraged that the two parties come to a certain Peshawar of how much money should be paid. The Chiddush was a Peshawar, not like everyone else thinks, but there's always Peshawar. Never Peshawar. This time there was a Peshawar. Now, we can start the new new contract, the topic now. Not so long ago, Lolenu, we had an occurrence in Eretz Yisrael which created quite a few Dinei Torah, and that was the fire in Carmel. So what's the Dinei Torah of it? The Dinei Torah is that I hired a simmer to go to or a hotel room in that area. And fire broke out, as everybody knew, and I wasn't able to go, but I already prepaid. What's the halacha? Am I entitled to my money back or not? In such a scenario.
Bonus
and money paid, right.
Did simmer burn down or just you couldn't go?
Some of them burnt down and some of them you couldn't get access to them because it was in a danger area. So what's the halacha in such a scenario? Do you get your money back or you don't get your money back?
You say no because it's honest. Unless the contract.
It's your own. Who's that? The one who paid?
Right, one
who
paid.
Whoever the money is. Loses the money.
That's what he said.
So, they will look at number 7. Hasoka ba'islacha be'ruh l'zman. Somebody hires, rents a house for a time period. But what's the list of Betochas Man? The owner wants to knock it down. Hasocha Yokal Akivo. The renter can say, no, you can't. Vim over the Toshu Betochas Man. If the owner didn't listen and he knocked it down, Chayv Lamu Bezaka. He has to give him a replacement house. So far, so good. A Yiskaloka Bosa, rent another one. In the Atzmonoka, what happens if the house fell down by itself? If he says, I'm renting out this house to you, that was the deal, and it fell down by itself, I don't have to replace your house. There's a few words missing, so everyone has to listen. Ella Machashiv al Amash Nishdamishmo, Vermachilo Shah Haskirus. But you work out how much he actually used, and you give back the amount of rent which he didn't use. So we see from this Shulchan Aruch that if I pay for a rental and it falls down, I get back the money of the rental which I didn't use. Falls down, not my fault, you get back your money. Not like what everyone says, oh, of course you've lost your money.
This might be tied to the conversation they had.
The cow and the shaw.
Nope. This is tied to the conversation. Why would it bring up the conversation here? Obviously, there's a chashash that maybe didn't really fall down by itself. And even though there's no proof, that, you know, maybe.
No, there's proof of it. Fell down by itself. If it fell down by itself, the halacha says the shulchan aruch, You get back the money which you didn't use.
Even so in our case, even though there was no conversation prior to that?
No.
There's not even a conversation.
Come to your question. I'm renting this house, yes. How much is it? $500 for a week. Fine, here's $500 for the week. After 2 days, falls down. You get back the money. After 5 days.
What do you mean by itself? I mean, if a bus goes through the wall, that fence, is that also by itself?
Yeah.
I can see it. So
we see, not like everyone says, you get your money back. And we'll finish with this remark. And everyone can think about it till next week. Number 8. Means the soccer buys the topo. Somebody who hires a house to rent. Who makes the totes man are serious. And the renter dies. The renter dies in the middle of the rental. Ain't talk the shalom rock master dobo. You only have to pay what you use. That's the same as the house falling down. The balabais, why? Balabais havi kapol. The owner of the house is like a worker. The habbele lahatnos, and if the owners happens, who has to bear the cost of the owners? The worker. The worker has to lose. He doesn't get paid for what hasn't been used. Mihu says the Ramah, Yesh Holkin, there are those who argue and say that you do have to pay. Lachain in Kibbu Asar Kulo, Ein Sof Latsatum. Since it's a machlokas, then you don't get back your money. Kain Nira Li, says the Ramah, that appears to me the halakha. So we have a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in the case where the house falls down or the renter dies, whether you have to pay for the whole rental. Now, is the Ramah arguing with the Shulchan Aruch or not? The Ramah is talking about a case where the renter dies. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where the house fell down. The Shulchan Aruch says when the house falls down, then you get back your money. The Ramah saying when the renter dies, there is a machlokas whether you get back your money or not. Is it comparable or is it not comparable? Do we say that exactly the same and there's a machlokas or not a machlokas? That is your homework next week to think about. And we'll go weiter.